Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How are you all doing? Thank you so much for always coming back, tuning in on every single episode. I do not take that for granted and I really appreciate that. Now, on today's episode, we're going to be continuing our series, Understanding the Names of God. And remember that so far we have covered Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, Jehovah Shalom, God is our peace, right? Jehovah Sikendu, our righteousness. And on today's episode, I'm going to be zoning in on Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord is our banner. Now, what does that even mean? Now, when we look at the definition of what banner means, a banner is a flag or piece of cloth bearing a symbol, logo, slogan, or message. That is what a banner is, right? So when we see that Moses was the one who actually raised an altar and said and called God this name, Jehovah Nissi, Yahweh Nissi, the Lord is our banner. Now let's take a bit of a backstory on why Moses called God, the Lord is our banner. Now the backstory here is we see that the Israelites were attacked for no reason at all by the Amalekites, right? And because they were attacked by the Amalekites, they went and they fought back. And that fight was so intense that Moses had to go up the mountain and lifted his hands unto the Lord. And as long as Moses' hand was up, Joshua, who was leading the fight, was winning. But the moment Moses' hands grew weary and came down, the Israelites were losing to the Amalekites. And because they noticed what was going on, Aaron and Hur had to go up to hold up Moses' hands unto the Lord, right? And we saw that as long as his hands were lifted up to Jehovah, to Yahweh, the Israelites got victory in that fight. And after the fight happened, Moses said, the Lord is our banner, right? So because we see that as long as his hands were held up, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Now, what does this even mean? Like, why? What did all of this mean? Now, let's go back a little bit. Who exactly were the Amalekites? The Amalekites were the grandson of Esau. Remember Esau? Esau was the twin brother of Jacob, right? And we see that Esau had a son, Eliphaz, and Eliphaz was the father of Amalek. And Amalek is the founding father of the Amalekites, right? Now we see that because of Esau's transgression in the Bible, where we see that because he was so short-sighted that he traded the eternal for the temporal, right? He sold his birthright for a morsel of meat, for a pot of soup, right? We saw that that was what happened with Esau, and that was how he kind of just got cut off, right, from the lineage, right? And Jacob was the one now who assumed the position of the first son, so to speak. So I think, okay, that kind of generated a feud, a long-lasting feud between Esau and Jacob. Even though Jacob and Esau eventually made out, as we see in the Bible, I think obviously the story has been passed down to Esau's generation, and they just attacked the Israelites for no reason at all, unprovoked, right? They attacked the Israelites. And now because they were forced into this battle, they had to fight. And remember that the Israelites were just coming out of Egypt. They had been in captivity for over 400 years. They were not warriors. The Amalekites, on the other hand, were warlords, right? The Amalekites were warlords that's what they knew how to do, right? They knew how to fight, right? So because they knew that the Israelites were in a vulnerable position, they were the first ones to attack upon their exodus, right? So they attacked Israel for no reason at all, right? Because they were warlords. And imagine them, they didn't go look for other warlords like them. They attacked people who were not even warriors. But because of that, because they had God on their side, they still got the victory. And because of how that victory was won, it was so obvious that it was God who brought them that victory. Because as long as Moses' hand was up, they were winning. Now, after the battle, Moses was the one who said, "The Lord is our banner." Now, what can we learn from this story? Remember, we defined a banner as a flag or piece of cloth bearing a symbol, logo, slogan, or message. We see that in times of war, when countries go to fight war, they carry with them a banner that represents their country. They hold that banner up and they constantly look at it as a reminder of who they are. Now, why did God allow it in such a way that when Moses' hand was growing weary and he put his hand down, they were losing? God wanted to make it absolutely clear that the victory from this battle did not come on their own strength. And in the same way, things may come at us, life may throw us curveballs that we did not sign up for, that we did not bargain for, that we did not provoke or generate, for lack of a better word, right? Just the way the Israelites did nothing to provoke this attack from Amalek. I want you to understand, not to feel like or start to feel, throw a pity party feeling sorry for yourself. Do exactly what the Israelites did. They got up and they fought back, knowing that they were fighting back with God on their side. They did not fight in their own strength. And it tells us that no matter what it is that we're going through, our focus must always be on the Lord every single time. Never for once should we take our eyes off of the Lord, because we need the Lord to win the battle that we're going into. So as we fight this battle on our knees in prayer, our focus must be steadfast to the Lord, because when we look at God, we see a reflection of who we are in Christ Jesus, right? When our focus is there, because we have been sanctified, we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So when our eyes is focused on the Lord, when we surrender to Him with our hands up and say, "Lord, it is Your way and nothing else," right? When we do that, God is obligated to rise up on our behalf, because He is our banner. When we look at Him, He is our Father. There is nowhere else for us to go. Just the way you look at your father, when you see your father, you see the genetics, you see the traits in your father's face. You see that that gives you hope, right? That you didn't just show up from any planet. You came through a lineage. It's the same way when we fix our eyes to God. We are affirming that we're not here by our own strength, but we came here for a divine purpose. So God is our banner. As long as we make sure that we always, always keep our eyes focused onto God. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if this episode has blessed you, feel free to share it on your social media platforms and tag me. I'm very active on Instagram at VICTOWOLABI. Share that on your social media pages, tag me, and slide into my DM, say hello, and let me know what you have learned so far from this episode. I hope it's really blessed you. Thank you so much for listening once again, and until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it, we've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICTOWOLABI. OWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.